You were in the board meeting when it happened. Q3 review. Your CEO clicked to the product roadmap slide, the one you and your VP of product spent 6 weeks perfecting, and the room went quiet. So we'll have dynamic pricing by Q2 next year? The lead investor leaned back. That's 9 months from now, for a pricing feature. You started to explain the 7 microservices, the cross-team dependencies, the quarterly planning process, the architectural review board. He cut you off. I'm looking at FlowState's feature list. They shipped dynamic pricing 3 weeks ago. They have 4 people living in a grandma's pool house eating $5 hot and ready pizzas and posting on TikTok. You have 847 people. People? The CFO pulled up a chart. FlowState took 5% of our market share last quarter. They're pre-Series A. We've lost 34 competitive deals to them in the past 90 days. That's when you knew. The entire paradigm, the epics, the stories, the features, the backlog, the ceremonies, was fundamentally broken. And your AI agent? It's the world's most educated 5-year-old. It doesn't need the same scaffolding humans do. You saw Box's CEO mention they have AI agents reading X, identifying features, building them, and pushing PRs to dev teams. In production. Now. The next morning, your sales VP slacked you. Lost another deal to FlowState. Prospect tested both products, hit usage limits, and FlowState upgraded them in 15 seconds. We made them fill out forms for 7 minutes. They signed with FlowState on the call. Jerry's TikTok, your PM posting from ProductCon 2025, latte art video, morning routine. Day 2 of finding inspiration. The spec is 3 weeks late, but the other TikTok gutted you. One of the FlowState kids. Day 47 of building in public. Just shipped dynamic pricing. Took 8 hours. Here's how. 230,000 views. 12 prospects from your pipeline commented. You squeezed from both sides. Box above with full AI automation. FlowState below. 4 dropouts in a pool house who took 5% of your market in 1 quarter by arguing with frontier AI models, while your PMs look for divine inspiration powered by coffee and viral videos. Here's the thing. Nobody's saying out loud. Shipping a feature a day isn't aspirational. It's table stakes. FlowState does it with 4 people. They're not geniuses. They stop looking for inspiration and started working with frontier AI models. In Austin at a leadership retreat. 3 days, 18 breakout sessions, a $40K facilitator, crafting our product vision for 2026, 2028. Your best engineer shipped a feature yesterday in 4 hours. No epic, no stories, just saw the problem, opened her editor, built it, shipped it. Your PMs look for inspiration in coffee shops while frontier AI models simulate 200 customer journeys in 20 minutes. They seek divine inspiration from facilitators when AI can generate, test, and validate 50 edge cases in the time it takes to make latte art. Epic stories and features died when AI entered the SDLC. You've been running ceremonies around corpses. Pose. PMs write specs by arguing with frontier AI models, build working POCs, hand those to dev teams. Not let's pilot this. Burn the backlog. Because while Jerry's finding inspiration and your VP is at a vision retreat, Box has AI agents shipping without a single epic. And 4 kids in a pool house took 5% of your market by arguing with AI instead of seeking inspiration. Now let me tell you about those 4 kids. Dropouts. Living in their grandma's pool house. Eating $5 hot and ready pizzas. Pre-Series A. Running on $47K from friends and family. They post on TikTok daily. Building in public. Their most viral video? We ship faster than you have meetings. 2.3 million views. They took 5% of your market last quarter. Q3 2025. 90 days. You have 847 employees, $27 M in funding, 7 product teams, quarterly planning spanning 3 buildings. 4 kids, a pool house, spotty Wi-Fi, Little Caesars on speed dial, and frontier AI models. They ship features daily. FlowState demo? 30 minutes. Yours? 90 minutes explaining legacy complexity. Their product does one thing incredibly well. Yours does 17 things adequately. Last week, a prospect said this. FlowState shipped the 3 features we asked for in 2 weeks. You're telling me Q2. We can't wait. Also, we follow them on TikTok. We trust them. Your competitor builds trust through TikTok videos from a pool house while you spend 6 figures on analyst relations. The FlowState kids posted, ship pricing 2.0 today. Took 6 hours, hot and ready for dinner. Grandma made cookies. 340,000 views. The comments are prospects. Your prospects. Switching next month, transparency is everything. Why can kids in a pool house ship in a day what takes you 9 months? They argue with frontier AI models for 6 hours. Your PMs look for inspiration in coffee shops for 6 weeks. Here's why the old way is dead. epic stories and features were scaffolding for coordinating humans with limited working memory typing every line of code. AI doesn't have that constraint and needs the complete specification. Context, edge cases, integration points. Every time you decompose a spec into stories, you're destroying the context that makes AI effective. The epic feature story hierarchy assumes work must decompose because humans hold 7 things in working memory. AI can hold the entire code base. Your process optimizes for constraints that no longer exist. Flowstate doesn't have epics. They have a Notion page with 10 specs. The one at the top is what they're building today. Then they post a TikTok. Millions watch. Prospects convert. You have 2 8-47 Jira tickets across 7 teams. They have 10 specs, 4 people, frontier AI models, and a TikTok strategy. They took 5% of your market in 1 quarter. So what actually works? Let me walk you through what a product management AI agent looks like in practice. Your best PM doesn't look for inspiration. She argues with an AI agent, not just any AI, a purpose-built product management AI agent that understands the complete product development workflow. Here's what this agent actually does, step by step. She opens the PM AI agent interface. It's connected via MCP, Model Context Protocol, to your complete code base, your analytics platform, your support system, your customer data, your competitive intelligence feeds, your product documentation, your past successful and failed launches. She types, I need to reduce friction in our upgrade flow. Users are abandoning at payment reentry. The agent doesn't just acknowledge, it challenges. I'm analyzing your current upgrade flow. I see 7 steps, 7 2-minute median completion time, 34% abandonment at step 4. Before we proceed, answer these questions. What's the business impact you're targeting? Give me a specific MRR number. Which customer segment is this for? Enterprise, SMB, or self-serve? Are you willing to accept a slightly higher accidental upgrade rate for speed? What's your risk tolerance for payment processing failures? Show me the 3 competitors you're most worried about. The agent pushes back. Your MRR target of $350 SKU assumes 35% conversion. Based on your current funnel data, that's optimistic. Let's model it. What conversion rate would make this worth building if we only hit 28%? Argumentation, not generation. The agent forces clarity before writing a single line. Then comes a simulation. She refines the target. The agent says, I'm going to simulate 200 customer journeys through your current flow and the proposed solution. This will take 3 minutes. Behind the scenes, the agent pulls real customer behavioral data from your analytics, creates realistic personas based on actual user segments, simulates decision-making at each step using behavioral psychology models, runs AEB comparison between current flow and proposed solution, identifies friction points you haven't thought of. Here the results come back. Current flow, 100% click through at step 1, then 89% continue at step 2, 87% at step 3, then step 4, 56% continue. That's the problem. 31% abandoned with I already gave you my card, sentiment. Steps 5 through 7, progressive abandonment to 46%. It was one click flow. Step 1, 100% click. Step 2, 89% confirm. Result, 89% conversion. But here's what you're missing, the agent says. 12% of simulated users express concern about accidental upgrades. You need a confirmation modal. Also, 8% mentioned, this is like flow state. Your competitors are training your customers to expect this. The agent doesn't wait to be asked about competitors. I'm analyzing how Stripe, Shopify, Notion, Figma, and Flow State handle this. Result in 90 seconds. Stripe, 1 click, 15 seconds, prorated amount shown. Shopify, 1 click, instant feature unlock, 20 seconds. Notion, 2 click, payment pre-selected, 30 seconds. Figma, 1 click from feature gate, 10 seconds. Flow State, 1 click, no confirmation modal, 8 seconds. They accept 1.2% accidental rate versus industry 23%. Your current flow, 7 steps, 72 minutes, you're 20x to 50x slower than every competitor. Flow State posted a TikTok comparing your flows. 1.7 million views. 3 prospects in your pipeline commented about switching because of this specific issue. Match industry standard with 1 click, but add confirmation modal to address your risk tolerance. Target, 45 seconds end to end. Then she asks about edge cases. The agent responds, I've analyzed your payment history, support tickets, failed upgrade attempts, and refund requests over the past 12 months. I've generated 50 edge cases ranked by probability and impact. The critical ones, failed payment method on file, 18% of upgrade attempts, solution, pre-flight check before showing upgrade option. Impact, converting 94% of these versus your current 12%. User on annual plan mid-cycle, 9% of attempts, Currently, they contact support, 34% complete. Fix, auto-calculate credit from remaining term, show clear math, 87% self-serve completion, multiple workspaces, 23% of your users. Currently, 18 tickets a month for upgraded wrong workspace. Fix, show workspace name and confirmation. Eliminates 89% of those tickets. Downgrade protection, 4% misclick higher tier. Fix, detect tier downgrade, show warning. Prevents 100% of accidental downgrades. Payment processing delay, average 3.22 seconds. Fix, loading state, prevent double clicks. Prevents 100% of duplicate charges, currently 2.1% of upgrades. She asks about support impact. The agent has already analyzed 107 upgrade-related support tickets per month. Tickets you'll eliminate. Tried to upgrade but couldn't remember password, 34 tickets, eliminated. Card declined, couldn't complete, 23 tickets, reduced to 18 with better error handling. Entered payment info but got error, 19 tickets, eliminated. Upgraded wrong workspace, 18 tickets, eliminated. Not sure if upgrade went through, 15 tickets, eliminated. Charged twice, 11 tickets, eliminated. Eliminated. New tickets you'll create, accidentally upgraded, want refund, 12 tickets, mitigated by confirmation modal. Wanted to change payment method first, 8 tickets. Proration charge unexpected, 10 tickets, reduced from current with clear math. 127 tickets down to 48. That's a 62% reduction. Without being asked, the agent analyzes the code base. This feature touches billing service, user service, notification service, analytics service, and front end. It identifies conflicts. The billing service currently assumes all tier changes go through checkout flow. Fix needed, new direct upgrade endpoint, 4 hours. The user service tier update triggers feature recalculation averaging 200 milliseconds. Fix, make this async, 2 hours. The notification service has no upgrade confirmation email template. Fix new template, 1 hour. 1 hour. API endpoints required. A preview endpoint, a confirm endpoint, a current tier details endpoint. Deployment strategy, feature flag rollout, 10%, 50%, 100% over 3 days. 3 days. Then she says, build me a POC. The agent writes working code in 8 minutes, not a skeleton. Working code in your stack, React plus TypeScript, following your existing component patterns. The agent writes a spec simultaneously with the code. Both inform each other. 8 minutes later, POC complete. Branch created, 12 files changed, 487 lines added. Button renders and usage limit modal. Confirmation modal shows all required details. Upgrade flow triggers, success state renders, analytics events fire, failed payment flow works, multi-workspace support works, 47 simulated upgrade flows, 0 errors. 0 errors. What needs the dev team? Real payment processing integration, proration calculation review for tax edge cases, loading state design polish, error handling to match existing patterns, monitoring setup, feature flag implementation. Total time to create this spec with POC? 45 minutes of conversation with the PM AI agent. Let me give you the math. Flow state, 4 kids in a pool house, argue with AI, code, deploy, TikTok, 6 to 8 hours per feature. Your future with a PM AI agent, 45-minute conversation, complete spec plus POC, dev refactor for a day and a half ship, 2 to 3 days total. Your current state, workshops for 2 weeks, research for 2 weeks, UX for 3 weeks, edge cases for 2 weeks, epic, stories, planning, dev, integration, rework, 12 to 18 weeks. 18 weeks. With a PM AI agent, 1 PM ships 250 features a year versus 15 in your current process. Flow state ships 312 features a year with 4 people. You ship 127 features a year with 807 employees. Flow state took 5% of your market in 1 quarter. At that rate, 20% by end of 2026. When they raise their A round, they'll hire to 20 people and take 30% by 2027. Here's the decision you're facing. You're in your car after that board meeting. You pull up your brokerage app, your RSUs, $847K vested, another $1 to investing over 3 years. You just described in excruciating detail exactly what the PMAI agent needs to be. The MCP integrations, the simulation engine, the conversation management system, the code generation capabilities, the competitive intelligence module, the customer journey modeling, the edge case generation, the support impact prediction. You could build this. You have the technical background. You spent 5 years as an engineer before moving to product. You know the market. You're in the market. You see exactly how broken the current process is. You see exactly how flow state is winning. The question sitting in front of you, do you sell your RSUs and build this, or do you wait for a vendor to build it and just use it? Build it. You're competing against time. Bops already has AI agents. Flow state is already shipping a feature a day. You're competing against capital. You'll need $2 to $5 million. That's a seed round. You'll need to quit your job, cash out your RSUs, take the risk. You're competing against incumbents. Jira will try to bolt AI onto their backlog. Linear will add AI features. They'll be wrong, but they'll have market share. But you'll be first to market with something that actually works, not an AI chatbot. An argumentative agent that forces clarity, simulates customers, generates code, predicts problems. If you wait for a vendor, someone will build this. The market is too obvious. The pain is too acute. Flow state proved the model works. But will they build it right? Well, they understand that PMs don't need a faster way to write bad specs. They need an agent that argues with them until the spec is perfect. Well, they understand the MCP integrations, the simulation engine, the difference between generation and argumentation. Will they price it right? Or will they try to sell it for $50 a seat because they think it's just AI for product managers? You know what Melissa, your best PM, would say? She'd tell you she needs this yesterday. She'd tell you she's tired of looking for inspiration in coffee shops when AI could simulate 200 customers in 20 minutes. She'd tell you Jerry's TikToks are a symptom of a broken system where PMs have nothing real to do because the process eats all the productive time. You know what your CFO would say. He'd tell you flow state took 5% last quarter. At that rate, your company won't exist in 3 years. He'd tell you that you need this more than flow state does. They're already moving fast. You're the one drowning in process. You know what the market needs. You know exactly how to build it. The only question is, do you have the courage to sell your RSUs and build it yourself? Or do you wait and hope someone else builds it right? The parallel is haunting. Flow state is four kids in a pool house taking your market share. They didn't wait for permission. They didn't wait for the perfect moment. They didn't wait for someone else to build what they needed. Just built it. And now you're sitting in your car with your brokerage app open, knowing exactly what needs to exist, knowing exactly how to build it, knowing that someone is going to build it. The only question is whether it's you. In your next retro, show them what Melissa created in 45 minutes with the PM AI agent. Show them the spec. Show them the POC. Show them the competitive analysis. Show them the simulated customer journeys. Show them the edge cases. Show them the support impact prediction. Ask, why did 45 minutes arguing with a purpose-built AI agent produce better results than 11 weeks of workshops and ceremonies? Them flow state, four people, pool house, $5 pizzas, TikTok, pre-series A, took 5% of your market in one quarter, 31.2 features a year, no backlog, no epics, no quarterly planning, no vision retreats. Ask, how did four Stanford dropouts in a pool house posting on TikTok beat our product velocity with 0.5% of our headcount? Then ask the question that matters. Do you really need a product vision retreat, or do you need your PMs arguing with the PM AI agent that forces clarity, simulates customers, generates code, and predicts problems? Spec. Full context, simulated journeys, competitive analysis, edge cases, POCs. Devs receive working code to refactor, not decompose stories. Measure spec to production cycle time, not velocity. Collapse 7 teams into 3. Ship 250 features per PM per year instead of 15. Cancel the vision retreats per PM per year instead of 15. Cancel the vision retreats. Make a feature a day, the baseline expectation, dex cases, POCs. POCs, POCs, journeys, competitive analysis, edge cases, POC or non-decomposed stories. Propose burning the backlog. You'll hear resistance. Show them the spec. Show them what 45 minutes with a PM AI agent produces versus what 11 weeks of your current process produces. Show them Jerry's TikTok about finding inspiration at ProductCon while his spec is 4 weeks late. TikTok, ship pricing 2.0 today, took 6 hours. Here's the full technical breakdown. 847,000 views. Your prospects in the comments. Switching next week. Ask, what are we paying for? Four kids arguing with AI and posting on TikTok are shipping features in half a day and taking 5% of your market every quarter. Melissa could produce the spec above in 45 minutes by arguing with a PM AI agent. Jerry makes conference content looking for inspiration. Your VP is at a vision retreat seeking divine guidance. Your quarterly planning adds 11 weeks of coordination theater. The constraint isn't technical. It's that you're optimizing for inspiration when you should be optimizing for argumentation with purpose-built AI agents. AI killed the paradigm. Flow state figured it out from a pool house. Your board will ask why you're taking quarters to ship what others ship in days. They'll ask why you lost 5% market share to a pre-series A startup posting on TikTok. The only answer that works, we're changing everything. Burning the backlog. Canceling the retreats. Building or buying PM AI agents that argue with our PMs until the specs are perfect. Because the spec above? I didn't write it at a vision retreat. I wrote it by arguing with AI. By building the exact PM AI agent I just described for 6 hours across multiple iterations until it was perfect. Melissa could do it in 45 minutes if the PM AI agent existed as a product. That's the future. A feature a day, powered by PM AI agents that argue, simulate, generate, and predict. not retreats, not conferences, not ceremonies, not coffee-powered inspiration. Arguing with purpose-built AI agents until the work is perfect. And if you're not willing to build this or buy it when someone builds it, if you'd rather send your VP to Austin for 3 days of vision crafting and let Jerry look for inspiration in latte art, then you deserve to lose 5% of your market every quarter to four kids in a pool house. Because they're willing to argue with AI. They're shipping a feature a day. And you're not. That's the gap. That's the extinction event. And that's the decision sitting in your brokerage app right now. Do you build the PMAI agent you just described? Or do you wait for someone else to build it and hope they get it right? Flow State didn't wait. They just built what they needed and started shipping. What are you going to do? Epics. Good night stories. Good night features. Good night to quarterly planning, vision retreats, workshops, conference inspiration, coffee-powered divine guidance. Good night to losing 5% of your market every quarter to four kids arguing with AI in a pool house. Feature a day is the new normal. The PMAI agent makes it possible. The only question is, who builds it? And sitting in your car with your brokerage app open, you realize you already know the answer. You just described exactly how to build it. Every component, every integration, every capability. The market is screaming for it. Flow State proved the model. Your company is dying without it. The only question left is courage. In your next retro, burn the backlog. Show them what PMAI agents enable. Cancel the vision retreat. Stop looking for inspiration. Start arguing with purpose-built AI agents. Or better yet, build the PMAI agent that makes a feature a day possible. Before Flow State takes another 5% next quarter. Before someone else builds it and captures the entire $10 billion product management software market. You're sitting in your car with the blueprint. You have the vision. You have the technical knowledge. You have $847K invested RSUs. You have everything you need except the decision. What are you waiting for? This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.